you back in the queue.
Blog Talk Radio.
Our communities have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. We want to thank you for taking time out of your sheltering in, or your escaping out of your shelters, to listen to our show. We also want to give condolences and express our love towards those who may have lost loved ones during the pandemic. And so we thank you for listening, and we hope that tonight's show serves as an inspiration, for us to start to organize, to start to come together and plan our exit out of this mainstream society that's against the nature of us, the original black man and woman, to start to work on our own communities, to organize and provide for our own needs. So tonight we're going to hear an example of how one community in St. Louis worked together to begin to supply and meet their own needs. And I'm going to bring on our host for tonight, Dr. Ridgely, to go into the details of the show. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridgely.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. Is Sister Andrea and Brother Donald, Minister Donald, on the line?
Yes, Sister Andrea, could you press the 1 on your dial? And Brother Donald, if you can press the 1 on your dial to bring you to the top of the queue.
Okay, well, great.
Okay.
Well,
I'm going to bring on Sister Andrea, and I'm going to bring on Brother Donald.
Yes, sir. I'm on, sir.
Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Donald. How you doing?
Wa alaikum salam, Dr. Ridgely. I'm fine, brother. How about you?
I'm fine. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem, sir.
And I hope you all are doing well. Don't let that corona get on you. And
good day. Thank you so much, Brian.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. I need that.
Sister Andrea, you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am. As-salamu alaykum. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem. Well, y'all are the stars of the show. I'm just trying to find out what y'all know. That rhyme, by the way.
Yes, sir. We just finished up.
Y'all just finished what? Passing them? Distributing them?
Yes, sir.
Oh, praise you to Allah. Is everybody happy?
So far.
So far.
Yes, sir.
So how did y'all do that? I mean, it was very short notice. And y'all got 9,000 pounds of beans bought and distributed. How did y'all do that?
Yes, sir. You know, I had not gotten the formalities approved because we're in the pandemic and there were certain specific things that I needed to get done. So I was down to the wire and I realized in 5 days, it was no way I, by myself, living an hour and a half away from the believers, could get this done. So I called our student sister captain, Sister Dietrich Muhammad, and she began to call the believers, the sisters, through Squad Dynamics and contacted the student captain, and he did the same. And then we met and talk to Student Minister Donald and the family. You know, the family of the believers. It's no way I, by myself, could do this. We have to work as a family, you know. And Student Minister Donald, oh, my goodness, he was able to reach out to the community and got some ministers and other people in the community. He got those orders. And, I mean, it was just everything just happened beautifully. And because we used the mosque as the forefront, we were able to get the money collected with Student Minister Donald. I mean, Allah just brought it together. You know, from my viewpoint, it just was Allah. And the work consolidated. We have our brother in East St. Louis.
Well, you know, that's we don't have that happening every place. Where, in fact, the people work as a unit, a collective manner. That's the way the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us. So, Student Minister Donald, what made you follow the instructions of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, my brother?
Well, yes, sir. Thank you so much, Dr. Rigsby. Let me first take my hat off to Sister Andrea, Dr. Rigsby. You know, we really, really appreciate her here in the city of St. Louis. And when we saw that she needed the help, all we did was come forth and help her, but we relied on her for the instructions. Because I'm a student minister, it don't mean I had all the instructions, because I'm not a farm coordinator and I'm not a part of the Ministry of Agriculture. So I told her, I said, Sister, we are helping you. You give us the instructions. Whatever Dr. Ridgely tells you to do, let us know so we can help you follow through. So I was able to contact the Judge Jimmy Edwards, starting off. He's over the police department and the fire department, Department of Public Safety here in the city of St. Louis. And he said that anything that we wanted, you know, he would be willing to cooperate with us. Just let him know. And I believe you got that letter. You got that statement from him. And then I kind of came in and helped her with the on the brother's side, helped to collect the money. But it's one thing about it, you know, sometimes we use PayPal, but I recognize that if we put this many orders through PayPal, they're going to close down the account for a couple of weeks. And I really didn't want that to happen. It was too treacherous, you know, for them to shut our account down, especially believers started saying friends and family. And they want to know what's going on. You got that many friends and family. You know, so we collected the money. Some was through cash, some was through Cash App, but we made them pay the extra $1.07 that Cash App would charge to have an immediate download. So we just kept working and kept working and kept working. As Sister Andrea said, I reached out to the community and several bishops, several pastors, and they responded. And it was a teaching moment for them because they was not that familiar with the Navy Bean. So that's a blessing. And now other pastors and other community leaders want some Navy Beans now, Dr. Wrigley. But once again, you know, Sister Andrea was at the forefront. You know, she was the one that was running the show, brother, and I love it. And I told her, I said, go ahead and take it, sister. My plate is full. I just want to help you, you know, get this out of the way. So we got a big victory today here in the city of St. Louis, Dr. Riggs. And we thank Almighty God Allah for you as well, because you operate one of the most important ministries in our nation, and that is the Ministry of Agriculture, because we got to eat during a pandemic. We got to eat during a drought. We have to eat during a time of a famine, brother. And I believe that scripture in the fulfillment of it, that Joseph, who was sold in the bondage, was given the key to the granary. That means he had charge of feeding his people, brother. So I just love it. I'm fired up right now, Dr. Riggs. I really am. And I thank Allah for you once again.
Well, I tell you, I thank Allah for you all, because y'all don't know what I was going through and dealing with, whether we should do it or not, because I was really worried about what might happen in the different cities if they have a lockdown and with the National Guard out or something, and then our beans be at the terminal, and Sister Andrea would have to go out there to try to get the beans, but then there's people stopping her. This is why we had everybody go through all those procedures of trying to make sure in advance that we had clearance. So the thought on my mind of somebody with a gun stopping out people from going to the terminal, I didn't stay up late at night over that. So I had to figure out a way to prevent that. You know, we don't believe no mystery God. And so I know that it took a lot of time for people to do that. A lot of people were kind of reticent about talking to the police or the mayor or whatever. I said, listen, I'm sorry. I said, this is your life, and I do not want anything to happen to you over some beans. So you got to do this. And so, you know, she did it, and everybody else did it. Yeah, it took some time, but so far nobody's had any problems with any authorities. All praise due to Allah. Because I know at any moment they'd be looking for a reason to shut us down, like you figured out about the PayPal and Cash App. I mean, you know, this is war. We see this. We got to act like it. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? We got to sit down and plan, strategize, and try to figure out what the enemy going to do before he do it, and prepare ourselves for what he might do, and have a secondary plan if necessary. But the key is working together. That's what it's all about, in the collective manner of working together. We can overcome anything. And I think this pandemic is going to mess them up, because all of a sudden, see, when black folks get scared for real, you don't want to get black folks scared for real. Black folks, when the shooting starts, black folks start running, and then they ask the question, what happened? You know, white folks be asking the question, what happened when the shoot? Now, when the shooting starts, black folks start running. Then after they start running, then they ask what happened, okay? So as long as black folks are not afraid of death, you know, you can play with it. But when they see death coming for real, they've been running for life. And so now we got Muhammad. If they're running towards Muhammad, towards you all there in St. Louis and the other cities, we got the preachers are online, and we're doing Stable Goods 19. We're starting up the 17th for the coordinators to set up, and then the 24th to start taking the orders. So tell the people, hold on, we're coming. Hold on, we're coming again. Oh, praise be to Allah.
And brother
Donald, I'm going to say this kind of, Dr. Riggs is always saying something silly, crazy, but I was telling myself, Minister Donald, he really helped, huh? I said, look, I didn't tell her that. I was thinking, so I said, you know what? I know what it is. He wanted them watermelons. He missed the watermelons last year.
She was going to ask you about them, Dr. Riggs.
You got your foot in the dough strong, brother. You got your foot in the dough strong, brother. Matter of fact, that's what I was doing today. Was plowing the watermelons. I put a picture up on my Facebook page. Beautiful field of watermelons come along beautifully, and it's about 60 acres, man. Organic watermelons. I mean, no chemicals, brother. Man. Nothing but compost and sweat. So you know, it's Allah's God, and hopefully we'll make sure, brother. We will make sure that St. Louis, we will save a corner for you, because you. I said, yep. Brother Donald, he got this foot in the door.
Alhamdulillah. You know, Dr. Riggs, we got back to St. Louis the year before last with those watermelons on a Wednesday morning, 700 plus, and they were gone by Sunday.
Well, y'all should have rolled on back.
I wish I would have now, since we didn't have no good crop last year, brother.
Yeah.
But all praise to you. It was a learning experience. It was a learning experience.
Well, last year was terrible, and I pray Allah that we have it like we did 2 years ago, and we have overabundance. But we don't know what Allah has in store in terms of the weather. The weather last year was just the opposite of what it was the year before. The rain and the heat came in 2 years ago. The rain came first and then the heat. Last year, the heat came first and then the rain. And so it just completely flipped things over. And this is why I told people 2 years ago, I said, this is the law is doing right here. I've seen Master Farah Muhammad make these watermelons. You know, I've seen it. I thought rain coming up from Cuba, and coming up like somebody else, had a fire, and the smoke was going up from Cuba across Florida into Georgia, and it just raining on us almost every day. And then it stopped raining, and the sun came out, and our watermelons took off, man, and I ran the weeds and took up all the sunshine. So they had water in the ground, and then the sunshine, and they came out big and sweet. That was 2 years ago. Last year, they came out sweet but small and few because the weeds caught the watermelons because the watermelons were stunted by the heat. There was 120 degree ground temperature, the earth, in May. And that stunted the watermelons. It didn't spread out. And then the rain came, and the grass came up and took over. So we don't know what Allah will present to us this year, but whatever he does, brother, if we don't produce two watermelons, you're getting one of them. I'm getting the other one. But, you can do it.
Alhamdulillah, Dr. Riggs.
Praise
you, sir.
Well, thank y'all, man. Well, what, you know, Sister Andrew was saying, too, that you're really getting all the ministries up. Ministries will give everybody something to do. You know, this is nation time. And
yes,
we got to have these ministries up and running, man, because we have to lead our people. We have to help our people, man. We just can't preach to them now. We got to show them how to do things and help them out.
That's right, sir. That's right. And this is the best time, too, Dr. Riggs, for fishing because, you know, with the webcast on Sunday and Wednesday nighttime and what must be done, ain't nobody else doing that, brother. This is a perfect time to swell our ranks. You know, as the scripture said, nobody was seen grinding at the mill, but the work was going on anyway. You know, so basically this is a perfect time for us to grow our nation. And I'm going to be honest with you, Dr. Wrigley. You know, when it comes to finances of the mosque, Muhammad Mosque, we ain't having missed a beat, brother. As a matter of fact, we taking more local charity than we was when the mosque was open. This is the truth. It's people who haven't been in the mosque in 6 or 7 years sending charity in online, brother. This is the truth.
Wow.
This pandemic scared them, brother. I'm telling you. You know? And I don't think the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is going to send us back to open no time soon. You know, I know these governors and the president, they want to recapture the economy, but I really don't believe that America will ever be the same again.
I don't either, brother. And when it comes up, now here's another problem. You know, they're giving out a lot of free money, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now China's slowed down, and people scared to deal with China's goods. America gave all the production to China, and so America really ain't producing that much. When it comes back up, there'll be a lot of money running after a few goods. And that means that's 100% inflation that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad warned us about.
Whoa.
When they open it back up, the people's money is going to be out to spend first before the manufacturing gets back up to par, and therefore you're going to have people buying stuff and the prices are going to start going up. We're going to have some serious inflation, I believe.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then
but
people get
scared.
And then when people see the prices going up, they're going to start hoarding. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Then they're going to start hoarding, and that's what make the prices go up even faster. So I don't know if that's what's going to happen, but they're printing too much money. They're printing all this money, and they ain't manufacturing nothing. They ain't producing. And the farmers, you know, they had to let it sit rot in the field, you know, because the majority of what farmers grow goes to restaurants, not to grocery stores, to restaurants. And so when the restaurants shut down, that was half of the farmers' crop.
Wow.
So they had to let it just sit, die in the field. Now, the question is, you know, the cycle and how confident the farmers are. Because, you know, we farmers, we have to make decisions and move out early. Now, if the farmers, because they lost money on this crop because of the pandemic, if they get skittish and cut down on production for the next crop, then you have not enough crop, but more people ready to buy. And so, again, you got inflation again.
Wow.
So Dr. Richard, have you noticed all of these meat packing companies are closing down based on the pandemic?
Yes, sir. I saw that.
And that means for us, the Navy bean is right on time.
Well, it's like, that's right. Everything, when Islam comes out, the earth ain't failed. Islam comes out there, everybody half dead. Now y'all half dead, now y'all want Islam, huh? Okay, well, we got it for you. Okay, we got it for you.
Come on, we got it.
Come on, we got it. You know, but yeah, those meat companies, man, and now the meat companies closed down, but now the feed that the farmers grow for the meat, now what they going to do with that? Well, they got to cut down on production. Now, they cut down on production, and then things turn around, then again, you're going to have less goods out there and more money. But is all of this a good thing? The meat is, you know, we'll cut, you have to cut back on meat. And another thing that came of this is that people now, they finally had to learn how to cook. To learn how to cook. And now, with the restaurants open back up, some people don't like their own cooking. So, you know, that can be a whole damper on that market. And after seeing the health benefits they experience from eating the right food, they might decide not to go back to the fast food route.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of things could happen with this. But like you said, ain't nothing going back. It's not going back exactly the way it was. We don't know exactly how things are going to turn out, but it's not going to be exactly the way it was. And we have to take our teachings and put it into effect and use our wisdom, and let's develop a means of survival in whatever new frontier it winds up being. And if you are working in a collective manner, just keep communicating. Just keep talking to each other, communicating on you know, what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad would do. What Minister Farrakhan do, and then what do we need to be doing? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We really
yes, sir.
Got to use our wisdom and use the words and the knowledge that's been put in our heads, and let's put it to practice. This is a real test. This ain't no play test. This is the real deal. Okay, and
yes,
we
sir.
Got to use our teachings so we can survive and help our people survive, because they're looking to us. You
that's
know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
They've been
That's
laughing
right.
at us, naysaying us, but I like the joke. But now they're doing this. Now they're hacking now. They ain't naysaying no more.
Yes,
so
sir. Yes, sir.
We need they go come to us, and so we need to be ready to help them, because we've been warning them and warning them. We didn't know how it was going to happen, but we knew it was going to happen, and now that it has, now we got to move to the next step. Now, how are we going to help our people move to the next level, and how we, like those other people that haven't been out for 6 years, maybe they realize whatever problems they may have had before, these personality problems, because most time it's personality problems. What's more important, personalities or your behind?
That's right. Right? That's right, Dr. Richard. That's right.
You know? So
I believe this is our hour, Dr. Richard, because we've been given all of this knowledge from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Farrakhan. Now it's time for us to use it in a maximum way in order to really get our people, because the very nature of our work is resurrection. And the best tool we can use for resurrection is food. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that if you feed a man's stomach, pretty soon he began to eat your philosophy. So it is our hour right now.
Praise be to Allah. And, you know, that was the second book. The first book was Message to the Black Man, right?
Yes, sir.
The second book was what? How to Eat to Live.
How to Eat to Live.
That's right. The knowledge, and the food right behind it.
From what I've been told, that book is selling hard now. It's really going off the shit. Yes, sir.
Hey, it's about time. It's about time.
Yes, sir.
And they say the reason that more black folks is dying behind this COVID is because of what they call pre-existing conditions.
That's right. Very weak immune system.
Weak immune system. And where they come from? Eating the wrong food.
Wow. Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
So it's I Need to Live. It's for real. And the name of me, build your immune system, fight the radiation as well. Plus, it just tastes good. I'm just supposed to be a Navy bean baby. Now, I tell you, now my wife makes a beautiful bean soup. But sometimes I tell her, all I want is just straight beans. I love straight Navy beans. That first spoonful you put in your mouth, I mean, my mouth, I'm talking about myself, it just does something to me. I can feel it. You know, that first spoonful,
sir.
It just does something to me. So I'm gonna
energize your whole body, Dr. Rigley.
Yeah, you know, can you feel it? The first.
Yes, sir. Spoonful. Yes, sir. Cause your metabolism to really go to work, you know. And as a matter of fact, as early as this morning, after I got up and had prayer and did my reading, Quranic reading, I just went online and started looking up the health value of the Navy bean. You know, most of us will be shocked at what's in that little bean. I mean, it is all we need, in other words, to survive on, you know. And I think one of the reasons believers are really ordering this Navy bean because they remember Zion. They remember that, you know, sometimes some can happen to cause us to recall things that we've been taught already, and then we regurgitate it up and we look at it. So I better move out on this, you know.
Like you say, you better take a hint.
Yes, sir.
That's a sign from Allah. People be looking for signs. You know, we be looking for signs. Well, you better know a sign when you see one. And now it's time to all
yes,
that, you know, that we've been taught, we studied. Now it's time to put it into practice. And you know, it feels good to know that we're on the right side of time and we follow the right leader, the right instructions.
Praise be to Allah. Praise
you know,
be to Allah.
It just feels good to know. See, you know, you try to tell your family members and other people, and they argue with you. But now, you know, you ain't got to say nothing. You know, you sit back and chill. Oh yeah. Told you. You ain't got to say told you. You know what I mean? You just look at them. You just. You know what I mean? So.
Yes, sir.
I can't make fun of.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Doctor.
No, go ahead.
I just want to say, brother, that you got a right helper. You got a real good helper here in the city of St. Louis, brother. And, you know, and Sister Andrea. And I told her, I said, your responsibility is to feed not only just the believers, but the community in St. Louis. That's what has been placed on her shoulder, you know. And I don't think she will ever go back to little small orders anymore. You know, I think that all of our orders is going to be huge now, brother. I really, really do. And I'm here to help her, and my job is to lift her up, you know. All
yes,
praise
sir.
Is due to Allah. So I thank Allah for her once again.
And I heard you. I know you got a good worker there in the gardening, Sister Tasha.
Oh, brother, yes, sir.
In St. Louis. And see, when I went to Cuba, the minister took us down to Cuba in 2006. What I learned in Cuba got a two-prong attack. The fresh vegetables are grown in the city, okay? And then the staples, the rice, the beans, the wheat, these are produced in the countryside at the larger farms. Mm. But the fresh vegetables are produced right in the city. I got up early in the morning, the first day I got there, and I went outside the hotel early in the morning when the sun came up, and I was just looking at the trucks coming into the city. And I noticed I did not see one refrigerated truck.
Mm.
I said, not one? So I had to find out what was going on. And so I was on the bus touring. I saw all these raised bed gardens. Every empty spot, they had a raised bed garden. And at the end, at the corner of the garden, they had a booth where they had the fresh vegetables for that day. And the people would come by to the garden and get their food and go home and cook it that day. They didn't even put it in the refrigerator.
Mm.
I mean, that's how fresh they were eating in Havana. So I've been pushing that in the Ministry of Agriculture. Fresh vegetables, you grow that close to you. Every mosque, study group, church, home, your garden, that's close. Now,
yes, sir.
The staples, you know, you can grow a navy bean, but, man, you grow 50 foot of navy bean, you might get a cup.
Okay,
navy beans out of it. But navy beans, rice, flour, those things can be produced on big farms like this right here. Watermelons, one reason why we do watermelons is that watermelons take up so much space. So if you have a garden and you put a watermelon in, watermelons start taking over everything. And plus, you watermelon will store and ship pretty good, but other vegetables won't do that. So I promote in the Ministry of Agriculture that you do local gardening and small farms close to the city to produce your fresh vegetables. And then allow Muhammad Farm to produce for you your flour in the minister's farm for the native beans. Okay, those things we can ship to you, and you can store it. You know, that's why we set this up, the stable goods. It's those items that can be stored for a crisis like this. With those items, you can't produce those items in any type of real quantity on small farms. You need large plantations for those for your sugar, for your rice, for your lentils, for your beans, your black beans, and your navy beans, et cetera.
Yes,
you got to have some wide open spaces. But your fresh vegetables, that's something that everybody can do. But the one problem with the fresh vegetables, the major problem with the fresh vegetables is labor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, people do.
I want to send out a shout out to Sister Tasha, Dr. Wrigley. I mean, she's consumed with this urban farming. As a matter of fact, she talked with me the other day on the phone. She has another. We got three lots, you know, city lots now, and she wants to get another lot. Well, I'm gonna help her as much as I can to help facilitate that. You know, the city of St. Louis will give you a lot for $5. For 5 years as a lease.
Wow.
You also had the option to buy the lot as well at a very, very cheap price. So, so we want to get enough lots here in the city of St. Louis where we can grow enough vegetables. And one of the blessings that we have that is the MGT class, and they do in Canyon. I mean, that is huge for our survivors, you know. So I thank Allah for the MGT as well, you know, in their Canyon. So, you know, so Sister Tasha is moving out, and like I said, she's consumed with this urban farming, and she's doing a good job, and she's doing it from a scientific perspective. She just ain't going out there throwing seeds out there. She has a certain way she does her bed, and you can't change it, you know. I mean, I say, well, this is your job, Sister Tasha. You tell me, since you've been studying, I don't know, you know. And that's what, you know, I believe as a student minister, it's my job to rely on those that are around me to tell me what they know, especially if I'm not involved with it.
Right, right. You are the inspiration, but specifics, let the people who know, you know, do that, but you're the inspiration behind all of it. That's what the nine ministries is about. And the 10th one is the spiritual ministry, which is the inspiration behind all of it.
Alhamdulillah. So I'm excited, Dr. Rigman. I'm really excited because this would give us friendships in all walks of life. Friendships in all walks of life. Who want to become an enemy or somebody that's really providing you with food, you know?
Come on,
that's
now.
That's the best way to make a friend.
That's
that you got food.
That's
brother.
And that's why.
Some of the people went online and you direct them. They direct them to this site here that came by and picked up their navy beans today. I believe they took pictures of the operation we had here, and I believe Sister Andrea are going to send you those pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I got to have those pictures. And also when Sister Tasha and her beds, and they start growing up, I got to have her pictures, okay, because we got to let the people know about what's going on. Somebody got to be the leader, example, you know, and if you got 1,000 words and that'll inspire other people, get off that duff and let's go to work. Because the hardest part about the gardens is you still got to pull them weeds. You got to pull
them
weeds.
Yes, sir.
And then you got to water almost every day. And then when the harvest comes, oh my God, then that's when people really punk out when the harvest comes. Yeah, they think, you know, they go there one day, they think that's it. No, you got to come back tomorrow because when the stuff starts coming on, it just keep coming. Every other day, you got to pick okra. Every other day, you got to pick the squash. Every other day, you got to pick tomato. Every other day. That's right. Every other day.
That's right. They come just that fast.
And then people don't know what. I can't cook all this stuff. They don't have no freezers. They don't know how to freeze and can. You know. So now everybody down is gonna go out and go. When we was coming up, brother, we had a freezer in the basement. You okay? In the summertime, we get the vegetables and we freeze them and put them in the freezer, and then we have them for the winter. You know. But people don't do that no more. I bet they go do that now.
Yes, sir.
They said you might have COVID every year now, so you have a new strain for you every year now. So hey, you better be able to hunker down and take care of yourself. Go ahead.
You know you can't find freezers in St. Louis hardly now. Not new; they're all gone. People buying them up.
Okay.
I thought that was strange, you know, but they are buying them and freezing their food now out of survival mode.
Hey, it said worst thing you ever did was scare the Negro. Don't scare the Negro. You know how you do when they take an animal to slaughter. You don't let them get excited. You know what I mean? Don't scare the Negro. Okay? They done scared the Negro. Oh Lord! He running toward Muhammad.
That's right. And we have to take advantage of it, Dr. Riggs. We definitely have to take advantage of it. You know, I'm thinking what I'm thinking to start doing is that, especially with the ministry class here. I want to know how many text messages you sent out with the Sunday message, with the Sunday flyer to people, you know, because they're not going to church now, you know, they ain't going nowhere.
Right.
They might well listen to Brother Ishmael, Minister Ishmael.
That's right.
They might well listen to the minister on Wednesday. Let's send it out because people that we was hesitant to send it out to, you know, invite to the mosque, now you can invite them now. You can invite everybody now, the politicians, the preachers, everybody now.
That's right. COVID-19, go wipe it clean. COVID-19, go wipe it clean.
All right, man. Hey, go ahead and finish that rap, Dr. Riggs.
Hey, I just started that one, man. I just started that one. That was just what they call it, that live thing. I just started that, you know what I mean? Freestyle. That's just a little
spontaneous.
That's
spontaneous.
That was just spontaneous. Brother Carl, anybody got any questions that's in the audience? Anyway, let them know they can hit that one button. And
I'm just going to come and invite them on. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Brothers and sisters, if you have any questions, you've enjoyed this show, if you enjoy listening from Brother Student Minister Donald Muhammad, Sister Andrea, or Dr. Richie, press that one on your dial. You can ask a question or give a comment. You can ask, you know, did your city participate? Why didn't it? Did it not participate? Make a comment, ask a question, push the one on your dial, and we will bring you into the conversation.
Okay.
We got a caller. Caller with the last four digits, 7769. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Mr. Lord Muhammad, St. Louis, Missouri. Praise you, Lord.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Dolores.
How are you? I thank you for my being. I got my being. I heard y'all talk about this being. I got mine today. I sure do. I got my being. You got that right. And I just want to speak to you and see how y'all were doing, you know. Okay, we're not going to get no more chicken or black beans later on.
Okay, no, well, we're going to start. The ordering process will start May 24th. The ordering process will start May 24th. May 17th.
Oh, right.
Yeah, May 24th, we'll start the ordering process for Stable Goods 19. All the products, all 19 products will be in the Stable Goods 19.
Thank you. That's what I'm doing. I run out of flour. I need some more sugar. I need black beans. I need everything you got.
Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Dear Lord. Yeah, I heard Medicine Down on the phone. I come lunch, Medicine Down.
Well, I like the salon, yeah. Sister the Lord.
I know
I
your
pray
boy.
Are you doing well, my sister?
That's right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Wiz Button Bean. And let me know May 24th. That's what you said.
May 24th. That's when we start
ordering
stable.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Ramadan
right.
Shabbat.
Ramadan Kareem. Well, yeah, you know, we was going to start Stable Goods 19 on March 31st, but because of the pandemic and the shutdown and everything, I was a little red. It scared me in this manner. We have 19 different products, and they come from 10 different vendors. Some of them in the nation and then the farm, but then what happens if, for some reason, that company is shut down or the truck is shut down and they can't get the product? So now we got people's money and we can't get them the product. And we knew that March 31st, that if we went to our regular process of how we have to do things, we would not have been able to get you the product that you have today. Now, we expedited the process, not all the other products. So we only had to deal with one vendor, only one place for the beans. So that meant that we can get the beans in and get them out immediately without having to worry about the other sugar or the lentils or the honey or the rice. They came from different places. So we couldn't control that factor. So we had to cut back and just deal with what we could control one thing at a time. So that's why we did the beans, because of the emergency situation. So now we call that Staple Goods 18B, because I put Staple Goods 19 on hold. But now that things have lifted somewhat, things are a little bit more predictable. We don't have to worry about, you know, trucks shutting down or the police on the road with machine guns or whatever. You know, I was worried about that happening. But now we see that it's almost normal. It'll never go back completely to normal, but at least the economy is up and running so that we can feel that we can get products in and get them shipped to you without a hassle. So now we're going to start Staple Goods 19. The ordering process will start May 24th. And there's a two-week ordering process. Then there's a two-week money collecting process. And then we have to order the products, get them here, put them together with the flour, cream of wheat, and muffin mix that we produce here at the farm, and then the other products that are produced by other Muslims. Get all that stuff in together, then repackaged to get it sent out to different cities. So that process of we get the first product in. But sometimes the other products don't come in until right when we got to put them in the package. That's how things have happened. So that's why it takes so long. People say, well, I ordered May 24th, but it's like June 15th. I ain't got my product yet. Well, because we have to go through a process. We are a collective. We are a cooperative.
That's right.
We have to work together.
Dr. Ridley, we got two callers in the line, Dr. Ridley.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Let's bring them on. Dr. Ridley talking too much. All right. Make it happen.
Caller with the last four digits, 0521. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Khalif calling from Kansas City, Kansas. Yes, Salam. Yeah, we got our beans in here. We had the van in the driveway. People's coming by, picking up the beans. And up the hill from me, these Caucasians live. And they was walking down. They said, man, what's going on? All these people pulling up and looking in your van. He looking. He said, man, where you get all that from? I said, these are beans that we got for our people. And this is what he said. How much they cost? I said, $70.37 a bag. He said, well, I'd like to buy two of them. I said, sorry, you can't. These are already spoken for. I said, you know, Donald Trump ain't been up front about the food situation. Don't you know famine coming? And his eyes almost popped out of his head. He knew it was true because he'd been seeing people going to the stores stocking up on food and stuff. So he come by again, and he looked, you know, he wanted to ask me, well, look, I'll pay you double. I know that was on his mind. I said, no, these are sold for. So the believers come by, was getting the product, and the first brother come by was Brother Jerome, and I've got several masks in here, and I got this old mask that I bought at the Army Surplus place, and it's got it covers you up your face, got a mask on it, and it looks like an ant. I come out, and he saw me, he started running. Brother, what you got all that for? I said, well, brother, I didn't have time to put my regular mask on and everything. So praise be to God. And Brother Minister Donald, I want you to refresh you who I am. I'm Brother Khalifa that prepared Brother Johnny's body for his janazah.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah, brother.
Okay,
how are you,
yes, sir. Yeah, praise be to Allah.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's a good reminder, brother. You know, I love Brother Johnny. It's been a few years ago now, but I'm grateful that you all called me to Kansas City to do the janazah services.
Yes, praise be to Allah. So that's how it is here, and we're waiting to go and get started up, like Doc said, for our Staple Goods 19 and everything. And I was telling people today I was working on my dadgum tractor, and now my gearbox going out. I got to get the money to get that and everything. But, you know, I'm just thankful to Allah that I'm able to get out here and do this thing. So that's all I wanted to say.
Brother Khalifa.
Yes, sir.
You go back up there to your white neighbor now and tell him now he can order his beans down too. He can get them now.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell him. Yes, I definitely have, because his eyes popped open bigger than spotlights. Yes, sir.
Go get that money. Give him them beans.
You
yes,
got
sir.
That right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm done. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got another one. Caller with the last four digits, 1502. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Dwayne from Peoria, Illinois.
Yes, sir. Alaykum Islam.
Yes, sir. First, I'm going to start off and say Ramadan Mubarak, family.
Ramadan Kareem.
I wanted to ask Brother Minister, Student Minister Donald and Sister Andrea, just on like a percentage, how much was did the believers actually buy and how much did the lost found? You know, was more of the, I'm assuming the believers bought more, but how much did the lost found buy?
I would say maybe 5%. What would you say, Minister Donald? I think
I would say about 10% out of 9,000, 10 to 15% out of 9,000 pounds. But you know, we are just probably double or quadruple on the next trip.
So you just basically it's this pandemic gonna open up a whole new market.
Yes, sir.
I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
Well, that was my one question. I just really wanted to see what was how much did the believers get and how much did the lost found get. I appreciate your work,
sir.
Sister.
Thank you.
Well, I'll put it like this. Some believers got up to 10 and 12 bags themselves, brother, you know.
But they weren't playing.
And that's the truth.
You know the mosque had
to buy quite a few bags because we don't know what might have to happen in the future. They might have soup lines again. We would have to feed our community, brother. They'd be lined up like they lined up now, getting free food at these different locations in the city. I mean, this is real. This is real. This pandemic is real.
That's right. It's time for us to act grown. We know what to do. It's now just a matter of putting it into practice and make it happen. We are the savior. So we have to be in a position to save. Okay? That means you got to have some food. Got to have you some staples. Got to have you some navy beans, some black beans, some rice, some honey, some sugar. Have those things for the people when this thing hit, because this famine's going to hit because the supply chains are breaking down. Farmers are already committing suicide over the last 2 years anyway because of that embargo situation with China. So this is not helping it out at all. So the system is broken, and it might really fall apart. So, yes, thank you, Brother Donald. You definitely do need to have something stored up. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad you know, in the Holy Quran, they talk about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You know, it said what? The messenger teaches you what you should store. The Messiah teaches you what you should store, what you should eat, and what you should store in your homes, in your houses.
That's right.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us. And now we have to actually make it happen. So, Brother John,
thank you for your call, Brother Dwayne.
Is anybody else?
Not right now. Brothers and sisters, we're down to the last 10 minutes. If you have a question or if you want me to comment, push the 1 on your dial, and you still have time to get in the queue.
And let me let y'all know what's going on, too. We had a number of cities that really got a lot of beats. And so we're going to have next week, we're going to have 2 more people in the Ministry of Agriculture, the Staple Goods Project, who did like 11 and 7,000 pounds of beans in their cities. And we're going to have them on to reflect and talk about how they did it and they used to get the people out and how they're going to build on this. So we're going to have Brother Kevin out of Los Angeles on, Sister Gina out of Philadelphia, Brother Terrence out of Phoenix, and Sister Monica out of Memphis. So in the next 2 weeks, we will have two people on each Thursday to talk about the experience in their city and how they were able to work with the believers and administration and the experience on getting the beans in and getting the beans out, and so we can learn best practices. You know, we should learn from each other, and these people have done it. This ain't talk. You know, 9,000 pounds.
That's right.
Walk in St. Louis. You know, yeah, that wasn't no talk. You know, 9,000 pounds walk. All right.
We got to bring back to Vinci.
Okay. All right. Bring the caller.
Caller with the last 4 number 7359. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Mr. Niambe, calling from Georgia.
William Sloan.
How are you, Minister Donald?
I'm fine, Sister Niambe. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Good to hear your voice, my sister. We miss you so here in St. Louis.
I know. I miss you all, too. I look forward to the mosque opening back up so I can come and visit you all. But,
yes,
Minister Donald, I just want alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. What you all have done is absolutely extraordinary, and I don't know. I got on the call a little late, so I don't know if the question that I'm going to ask has already been asked, so please forgive me if it has. But I also wanted to mention, and maybe this has been mentioned too, that number, you know, the fact that you all were able to purchase 9,000 pounds of beans, that's very significant. All praise are due to Allah. We have that number 9, and we know that's no coincidence. But Minister Donald or Sister Andrea, whoever can best answer the question, what would you say was the key to your overall success in getting, you know, the people to purchase so many pounds of beans?
Sister Andrea?
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Niambe. I would say just working together, you know, that unity of squad dynamics, all the things that we've been taught, utilizing it and working together. Because one person couldn't have done this. I couldn't have done this. The brothers, I have 2 phenomenal brothers that always work with me, Brother Durant and Brother Brian. This took more than that because we only had 5 days. This was done within 5 days' time. So Allah just blessed us to work together and get this done.
Praise to Allah. Thank you.
Well, I just want to say, Sister Naomi, unity is the key. You know, unity is the key. And once we learn how to work in unity and we are working together and everyone has a certain role and a certain part to play that benefits the whole. And while it's going on, it's really fun. While it's going on, you can be happy because you know that Allah is pleased with you and we are well pleased with Allah.
it means, and then once it's over with. And that's why I said earlier that I'm really fired up, because we have accomplished something. And we couldn't have done it, as Sister Andrea said, as an individual. I couldn't have done it without her. I couldn't have done it without Sister Captain, Brother Captain, FOI, and the MGTs putting them orders in, Sister. And we became serious about it because we understand what must be done. We don't know. And Dr. Rigley mentioned, you know, the farm situation with China and all of that, and the farmers are throwing away food and all of this. This thing is real. We don't know. And then we didn't know the scientific value of the Navy beam when we first was introduced to it. Now we know. We got research. We have science of it. So that means that made me work so much harder in order to make it happen, you know. So I thank Allah for the believers here in St. Louis, Sister, that we was able to do it. Now, that's one mark. Then that means we got to set another goal now. Let's double it. Let's triple it now on the next go-round, you see. So that's my goal, and that's my mark. And then, you know, we give all praise to Allah, and we give praise also to Sister Andrea, you know. I mean, she's consistent and persistent, and she won't let you do nothing wrong now. She's going to follow the instructions, all right? So that's what I like about her, you know. She ain't going to let you stray away. No, Dr. Rigley said we got to do it like this. And I think she mentioned Sister Ann's name. She wants us to do it like this. So I said, yes, ma'am. We move on, you know. It ain't about no ego now. It's about surviving. It's about unity. And it's about love for our people and love for ourselves and the love for Allah. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Beautiful. And
Dr. Richard, we're down to last 3 minutes. We got down to last 3 minutes.
If I can say just really quickly, that was a beautiful response, Minister Donald. And also, I can bear witness to the level of organization that Sister Andrea has when it comes to Stable Goods. So I really appreciated that about the way that she runs Stable Goods project in St. Louis.
Well, you know, the point that Brother Donald made about how it makes you feel happy when you're working together in unity with the believers on a project, and it all comes together. I mean, we are worker bees. You know what I mean? What the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said: if you're sick, work. You know, if you're tired, work. You okay? If you're happy, work. Okay? Because that's what we're supposed to do. God's work. God's produce. Not consume. You consume so you can produce again. God's love to produce. And when gods are producing, they become gods and they enjoy it. So I think that was a key factor, Brother Donald, that you all enjoy doing the work. All praise is due to Allah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Very well.
Down to 60
Thank
seconds.
You.
Oh, yeah, Founders Day, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We're going to do Founders Day. We believe we are, but we can't be for sure because we got to wait that, you know, the things are lifted. Oh, I can also tell people one thing we are going to do for sure. May 23rd at Muhammad Farms, we're going to have the 2020 end of Ramadan weed pulling festival. May 23rd, Saturday, we're going to pull weeds. And for those who pull weeds, we're going to have them a great dinner produced by Sister Ann. Now, you can come and look at people pull weeds, but if you look at people pull weeds and don't pull weeds, then the dinner will be $20. All right? If you want to come and participate and eat the dinner, it's $20 if you don't want to work. If you work, do well, you won't have to pay for the food. So we're having the weed pulling festival right after Ramadan, the Saturday 23rd. So get in contact with me so we can put your name on the plate. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Yes, sir.
I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. But now you're back, grown out of space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key.